we are at the end of our speaker cards.
Right. And we'd like a chance to huddle to be able to provide some responses for comments. So I'm wondering if you want to push on. In other words, I'm asking for, say, a minimum 10-minute break to be able to do that.
Well, so what about the lunch break?
That's what I'm saying is, in light of the time, do you want to push on and try to finish the item, or do you want to go ahead and have the lunch break?
Well, we're going to continue with the item regardless of when we have lunch. I'd like to have lunch now, and then when we come back, we're going to continue with the item.
Okay, I just want to make sure you didn't want to, you know, try to do this before lunch. So
complete everything?
Yeah.
I don't know that we would have enough time.
Okay.
Once we get into it, it may take some time.
Right.
And I'd like to allow for that, not have it chopped up.
Right.
So this is the juncture to take a break for lunch. And then we'll resume with this item when we return. What's our timing?
Francis, need a closed session.
Francis, do you need a closed session on anything in particular?
Yes, we have a closed session to address.
And how much time do you think we'll need?
10 minutes.
10 for closed session?
At the most.
Okay.
Yes.
So is it an hour?
And let me just announce that it's in the matter of Prohibition Zone Legal Defense Fund versus the Central Valley Water Board.
That's part of our closed session?
Yes.
Okay. Central Coast. You change regions on it.
Central Coast Water. They'd be surprised to know, wouldn't they?
Okay, so we'll meet back at 1:10. 10 after 1. Okay, we're going to resume our meeting. If everybody could come in the room and have a seat, I would appreciate it. Okay. I have an additional speaker card. Is there anyone else in the audience that has not addressed the board on this issue and would still like to do so? Okay. One last speaker, Ms. Sullivan. Everyone had 2 minutes, so you'll have 2 minutes to address the board.
My name is Shauna Sullivan. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak on this matter. I have submitted in a letter explaining all of the CEQA violations of proceeding with this matter, and request that be included in the record. I would also like to remind this board that Title 23 CCR 3779 requires that there be written responses or oral comments to each and every point that is brought up on environmental impacts. I know the requests for or the comments that I made were not responded to, or if they were responded to, they were misquoted, or they misrepresented what I asked, or they just were non-responsive. So I would request that this board comply with the rules that require that there be actual comments to public comments and response to them. I've also protest any proceeding with this unless there is notice to everyone who's going to be affected. When I put in my comment that the proposed waiver will authorize new on-site systems, I'm sorry, when I put in that I objected to the lack of notice, the response was, the proposed waiver will authorize new on-site systems, therefore it is not clear why existing septic owners would need individual notification of the proposed action. Please be honest and confirm that these regulations will affect existing property owners with septic tanks. It's not just new development in the future or future on-site systems. In Los Osos, we were misled when 8313 was adopted, and we were told it would affect future development after 1988. But instead, it is now being interpreted, and we're contesting this in court, that the resolution banned all existing septic tanks from and after 1988, whether they were existing before or not. So I would hope that you would be honest in a resolution and state unlike your staff member has here, that this does affect existing systems. With regard to the MOUs that would be required, I've asked that the MOUs be made available to the public, yet they have not been made publicly available. It would seem that if you're going to adopt a resolution requiring MOUs from public entities, that you should at least make those MOUs available before making such a resolution. I've also asked that...
Can you wrap it up, Ms. Sullivan?
Sure. I can address many of these things on the next item. I'd also like to challenge the unbridled discretionary powers being granted the executive officer under these proposed regulations and suggest that this board not allow such powers to be given to any individual or any board, even. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Okay, that closes public comment. And